Then there's more of the deals that Trump struck to lend his name to random products and ventures, which lead to huge royalties and licensing fees, such as Trump watches generated $4.7 million in royalties. Don't forget the $208,000 related to a Bible that the president frequently promoted, plus $67,634 for Trump sneakers and fragrances. What exactly is a Trump fragrance? You don't know. Aside from business ventures, Trump's financial disclosure also includes gifts and his various quote-unquote settlements with social media companies and news organizations whom he sued or threatened to. $8 million from Twitter or X after Elon Musk settled with Trump last February. $16 million each from ABC and from CBS, donated to the Donald J. Trump Presidential Library Foundation, of course. $24.5 million from Facebook parent company Meta, also donated to the Trump Library. $22 million from YouTube, given to the Trust for the National Mall. In terms of Trump's actual profit-making, it is unprecedented for a sitting president. And it's drawn criticism from opponents and others who say there are multiple conflicts of interest. The White House denies that, and today Trump downplayed any concerns that he could be profiting off the presidency.
Mr. President, your financial disclosure shows you had a very lucrative year last year. What message does this send to average Americans, especially those who may be struggling right now financially?
I don't get involved in my personal. We have funds that run my money.
To critics who say you're profiting off the presidency, Mr.
Well, you know why I'm profiting? Because the stock market's going up. Everybody's profiting.
The stock market is not why he made $22.2 billion last year.